Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Thank you for being here today. Welcome to the Erie County Fair. Erie County departments have multiple locations in the Marketplace building, including our Department of Health, which is offering counseling and discussions. And actually, you can get free training on how to use naloxone, Narcan. And it's very important that we bring this out to the public because of the issues associated with the opiate epidemic. As of August 4th, we had 233 deaths, 90 confirmed, 140 unconfirmed in Erie County for 2017. And those are direct deaths associated with the epidemic. We also know of a number of suicides, we believe, that are directly related to the opiate epidemic. And as you all know, earlier this week, President Trump convened his commission to discuss the opiate epidemic and what needs to be done. I do commend President Trump for convening a bipartisan commission, which met for a number of months now to review the issues associated with the opiate epidemic. And reviewing the commission's recommendations, and I have a copy of the report, the draft report that was prepared by the commission here, it's quite apparent that they spent a lot of time and effort reviewing the issues and coming up with some very, very important recommendations and recommendations that are specifically needed and sorely needed. There were recommendations associated with increasing the amount of funding that's available to pay for treatment associated with the opiate epidemic. There were recommendations in regards to increasing the number of medication-assisted treatment facilities across the entire United States, making them more readily available for citizens so that they wouldn't have to drive an hour, 2 or 3 hours to go and get whether it's methadone or other treatment that's available through buprenorphine, Suboxone, and the like. They came up with other recommendations associated with mandating better educational information for prescribers and the like so that we reduce the number of individuals who are becoming addicted in the first place. They had great recommendations in regards to coordination of state prescription drug monitoring programs such as the iStop program that we have here in New York, because while there's 49 out of the 50 states, Missouri being the only one, to not have a prescription drug monitoring program, there is not cross coordination between the states, and there needs to be. And of course, there is also recommendations in there regarding law enforcement and what can be done to not only address the issue of interdicting drugs, but also offering alternatives. These are tremendous recommendations. These recommendations are almost identical to the recommendations issued by the National Association of Counties and National League of Cities National Task Force that issued this report earlier this year, a task force that I'm proud to be a member of and the only New York State member. The president had an opportunity to act. And the number one recommendation that was issued by his own commission was to declare a national emergency with regards to the opiate epidemic. The president refused to do so. And I think he made a major mistake. He should have declared a national emergency with regards to the opiate epidemic. I declared a public health crisis here in Erie County. Leaders across the United States, including states and county leaders, have declared public health crises and emergencies in their states. We know this is a national emergency. And if you read the report that was issued by his own commission, they said the first and most urgent recommendation was to declare an opiate epidemic as a national emergency. The president elected not to do that. The president did highlight prevention, which I agree is very important. We need to prevent people from being addicted to opiate drugs. Otherwise, we have a revolving door policy where we treat certain individuals, more people become addicted, and it's just a never-ending battle. We need to work on prevention. I agree with that. The president talked about prosecutions. We can't arrest ourselves and prosecute ourselves out of the opiate epidemic. It's as simple as that. The opiate epidemic is based off of legally prescribed drugs, prescription drugs like Vicodin, hydrocodone, OxyContin. And if we focus solely on law enforcement, we will fail. In Erie County, we are doing a very good job of addressing the death toll. I noted that as of August 4th, we believe that 200 and 34 individuals have passed, or excuse me, 233 individuals have passed in Erie County in 2017 as a result of the opiate epidemic. That number would easily be over 500 if it wasn't for the actions that we've taken with regards to increased naloxone, increased prevention, increasing treatment options. That's what we need to do. I call on the president to ignore what he thinks are the political ramifications and do what his own commission recommends, which is declare a national emergency with regard to the opiate epidemic, focus not just on prevention and law enforcement, but focus on treatment. Increase Medicaid to provide additional assistance to provide treatment options for people all across the county. In Erie County, we presently have 3 methadone treatment facilities. We are looking at expanding and adding a 4th in the South Towns and hopefully a 4th in Amherst. If you suffer from an opiate epidemic addiction and you need methadone, you have options in Erie County and one facility in Niagara Falls for all of Western New York. And that includes Rochester. There are no medication-assisted treatment facilities in Rochester. If someone is receiving methadone treatment from the greater Rochester area, they have to drive to Buffalo. His own commission recommended increasing medication-assisted treatment facilities. His own commission said we need to focus on additional funding for these treatment facilities. The president never mentioned it at all. The president has an opportunity to go out and say, you know what? I'm going to follow the recommendations of my commission, the full recommendations, declare a national emergency with regards to the opiate epidemic, and declare that we're going to invest more money in treatment facilities across the United States by offering more treatment options and funding them. It's as simple as that. Prevention is very important. I commend the president for talking about that. Law enforcement is important, but we are not going to arrest and prosecute our way out of the opiate epidemic. It takes an all-hands-on-deck approach. That's what we have in Erie County. I'm proud of the good work of our Erie County Opiate Task Force, led by Cheryl Moore over here, who spends almost every moment of her day focused on this. But I ask the president to do the same. It's that important. We can't arrest our way out of this crisis. If he attempts to do that, thousands of more people are going to die annually. Hundreds will die more here in Erie County. We need to focus on prevention. We need to focus on treatment. We need to focus on increasing the dollars available from the federal government through Medicaid to pay for it. And we do need to enforce law enforcement. But if we focus solely on law enforcement and prevention, we will fail. So I call on the president to ignore what he thinks might be the political ramifications of declaring a national emergency. I'm a Democrat. He's a Republican. He needs to do the right thing. Follow the report from the bipartisan commission that was co-chaired by Governor Chris Christie of New Jersey. They recommended declaring a national emergency. I declared it here. He needs to do the same. Be glad to take any questions.
Are you saying that, like, maybe Erie County is a little bit ahead of the curve on how they treat this?
Erie County was well ahead of the curve. What I saw from the national task force, and just this past few weeks ago, I was in Columbus on a national panel discussion on the opiate epidemic, and everything that I see from what's happening elsewhere in the country is we are well ahead of the curve. If it wasn't for the actions taken by the task force, if it wasn't for the actions taken by Cheryl Moore, Dr. Gail Burstein, Mike Rainey from the Department of Mental Health, in 2016, we would have had well over 500 deaths in Erie County. We had 302, to my knowledge, was the final number. I believe that's correct. Was it 302? 301? It was right around there. But we were trending easily to have over 500 deaths. This year alone, we have 233, 90 confirmed. The rest expected to be confirmed. But we easily would have 500 and probably 600 deaths alone this year if it wasn't for the actions that we've taken, which is a comprehensive approach. Prevention, treatment, law enforcement, education. If you only focus on 2 of the 4, you're going to fail. So we are well ahead of the curve, and I think it shows because even though we have a crisis here, it is an epidemic, we are not seeing the death totals like they're seeing in Montgomery County or Sumter County, Ohio, where they've had over 500 deaths already this year. And if you don't do a comprehensive approach in your communities, you will fail. That's why it's incumbent for the president to do so.
In your opinion, when it comes to battling the opioid epidemic, where does it start at the government level? Is it funding?
It's everything. It's funding. The federal government can help us with increased funding. There's no doubt about it. One of the recommendations from the my national task force, NACO, National League of Cities Task Force, was any county that had not, or not county, excuse me, any state that had not expanded Medicaid should expand Medicaid, because you have so many additional treatment options and dollars that come into your state from the expansion of Medicaid. Federal dollars are necessary. The federal government can do so much, but you have to lead. The number one recommendation from the commission that the president impaneled was to lead by declaring a national emergency on the opiate epidemic. The number one recommendation, see recommendations for local leaders, leading in a crisis. From our task force, lead. Declare a public health crisis. Activate your resources. If you don't do that, then people don't think it's significant. The president convened a commission, and I commend him for it. When he did it, I commended him. It was the right thing to do, a bipartisan commission. But if you convene a commission, you gotta follow their recommendations. The number one recommendation from his commission, I have it right here. Before they go into anything else, page 2. The first and most urgent recommendation of this commission is direct and complete within your control. Declare a national emergency under either the Public Health Service Act or the Stafford Act. With approximately 142 Americans dying every day, America is enduring a death toll equal to September 11th every 3 weeks. Your declaration would empower your cabinet to take bold steps and would force Congress to focus on funding and empowering the executive branch even further to deal with the loss of life. The president has it in his control. He has it under his control to do this, which will give his departments much more power, and it'll tell Congress we have to act. He needs to do it.
Mark, can I get a shot of that report to the public?
Sure. This one or the other?
The booklet.
Do you think that pharmaceutical companies should ever be held accountable at any?
Yes.
And how would you go about doing that?
Erie County has filed a lawsuit against 11 pharmaceutical companies to hold them responsible for the deaths that were caused in this community. Why do we do that? Because, as I said, this is not a law enforcement issue. This is not where people decide, hey, I just want to take heroin. They get addicted to opiate-based drugs, Percocet, Vicodin, hydrocodone acetaminophen, all these very high-level drugs. And then when the drugs stop because their doctors won't prescribe it anymore, because they really don't need the drugs for the ailment that they originally had, they migrate to heroin, they migrate to fentanyl. It's very important that we go after them and hold them responsible. We are suing them in Erie County. It's important that there be suits all across the country so that we hold responsible those that created this crisis. I think it'll be very likely. It's going to take some time, but we've got evidence from the pharmaceutical companies themselves from prior lawsuits that were filed that shows they knew the drugs were highly addictive and they knew they could kill people. Yet they still advertise it as a safe alternative for pain management. These drugs are not a safe alternative for pain management. They can be used in short supply for short needs. Less than 2 weeks, more than 2 weeks, you could become addicted to it. It's as simple as that. But for somebody, end-of-life cancer treatment, they're necessary, they're needed. But if you go have a wisdom tooth extracted, you shouldn't get more than a day or two. And truthfully, you should probably have high dose ibuprofen. Unfortunately, dentists are prescribing a month's supply. That'll addict you. We need to reduce the number of people that become addicted. We do that through prevention and education. We've done that in Erie County. We've worked with our local medical community to do that. And we see the results. Hydrocodone acetaminophen was the number one prescribed drug for 7-8 years in a row when it came to our Medicaid system. It's now number 5, and that happened because of education. We will continue to do that, but it has to happen on a national level.
Just one more question on this topic. If you declare the state of a national emergency, what changes what we see and how this is, you know what I mean?
It gives the president more power through his departments to act, to take action in local communities and state communities. Just like when I declare a state of emergency here, it gives me more power to act. Truthfully, it would give the president more power to act. And then it would also force Congress to do it, to act on it, to address the issue. Congress has talked about it, but they haven't added more funding. They need to add $100 billion plus of funding, and the most they're talking about now is $45 billion. That's not going to cut it. $45 billion is a lot of money, but when you talk about 50 states, my budget alone in Erie County is $1.7 billion. In Erie County, $45 billion for the United States is not going to cut it. You need to have $100 billion, and you need to have it for 10 years. They're not talking about that. So by declaring a national emergency, it'll force Congress to act.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.